Hey everyone, welcome to season two of We Just Met.
We're in season one, we literally just met.
It's now season two and we've officially met, made memories in and out of school, and we're so excited to continue the podcast this year now that we're besties. Enjoy the episode!
Welcome back to We Just Met. Happy
Welcome
New Year.
Welcome back.
Happy Thursday. That's when we're recording this. Antonia, how you doing?
I'm doing good. We just started our second semester of third year. Literally, how crazy is that?
Flying.
But it's flying by.
We've come so far since COVID.
And it's almost summer. So
yeah, exciting.
I'm so excited.
Oh my gosh. So I'm doing really good because of that.
Our class kind of sucked this year because we don't have a lot of
classes
semester together.
Yeah. Last semester was just too good and we took it for granted.
We really did.
The schedules were so good. They lined up with five guys, like everything worked out. Yeah. We haven't even gotten together with
Shout out Jacob and Henry.
They're going to be on the podcast.
Yeah, hopefully.
Episode. Super excited about that. So, yeah.
How was your trip, Hales?
It was actually
we're always talking about trips.
I know.
It was really cool, except for the fact that I was literally sick the whole time.
I know, what happened to you?
On, like, the Monday, like, my throat started swelling up. Like, all my lymph nodes were, like, crazy. And then, so then I went to the clinic in Costa Rica, and they were like, you have a throat infection, maybe mono. And I was like...
It was probably just strep.
Yeah, whatever. So then I was allergic to the first antibiotic. So I had to get the second one. And then I got food poisoning 2 days later. And I was like puking my brains out for 2 days. And then I had to hop on a plane and come back. So it was like good because it
was
like
a really
cool
time,
place.
But yeah.
But I was sick the whole time.
Oh my gosh. Well, our topic today is self-care. So
maybe Haley can take better care of herself next time.
Hopefully.
She can take some tips. I feel like 2023 especially needs to be the year of self-care.
I feel like 2022 is low-key, like, even 2021, like, people were introducing, like, journaling and all that stuff. And I've always, like, wanted to get into it, but I just feel like I'm on the move all the time that
I've
can't sit down.
Yeah.
I do. I have a journal and I do it occasionally, but like then I'm also like, I try to make it look so perfect and stuff, but then I'm like, that's not a journal then.
I was doing it heavy in like, I think 2021, I was doing it heavy and I was like, it's kind of cute though, because I get to look back and like read.
Yeah, I put the dates on everything.
Yeah, like at that point I was going through, it was like, I can go back and it's like, oh, we went into our second lockdown. And I like, look, I haven't written in it in so long, but I look back and I'm like, oh, wow. Like that was happening in my life. Like that's pretty crazy how much has changed, but I haven't done it in a while, but it's good for the soul.
Yeah. I've never really gone into it like that much, but I feel like it'd be really good for me. But
I think we talked about how you were like, I want to get into it. And then you just haven't.
I just haven't, because I'm like that person that's like, yeah, I want to do that. And then I just never started. No. So, or it doesn't stick.
I just want to sound good so that when I look back on it, I'm not cringed out.
Like, I literally would do it like whenever I would go to bed, I'd write the date, I'd write what time it was. And I would literally just be like scribbling like whatever came to my mind. Yeah. And then it's kind of fun because I just look back and it's like my raw like emotions and everything. I used to do it like the book was like almost done, like it's somewhere over there in my drawer, like it was
that's satisfying.
Yeah,
that is really satisfying.
Maybe like if I wasn't journaling, like I have this book, this scrapbook with like me and my three other friends that are all at different schools, and the purpose was to be like, we send it around and they fill in what they're doing there and whatever,
like,
and we fill
traveling.
All the stuff we're doing. Yeah, the sisterhood of the traveling fans,
the traveling
but
book.
It kind of flopped, but we haven't seen each other, so it's kind of like I'm just putting random stuff.
How far are they?
One's at Queens, one's at Mac. Oh, no, two are, sorry. What did I say, Mac? Two are at McGill, but they're not like they're staying separate places. But yeah, so like the only time I see friends from like away schools are like everybody else, reading week and summers and Christmas and stuff like that.
Yeah, we're coming up on reading week, which is like the perfect time to get into your self-care.
Yeah, you know what's great for my self-care? That all of our assignments are due before reading week, so then I have reading week to relax.
Except for our one, but Oh yeah, our documentary.
Wait,
class.
what other assignments do we have due?
Literally nothing. It's class, me and Antonia have our documentary class, and we're going. Because
I was literally like, well, we submitted the law paper and then the marketing thing, and I'm like, that I'm done. I forgot about my editing project worth 20%. Like, away, I like had to do the marketing one. I had a philosophy paper, and I had the law one all due 2 days apart from each other. And so I was doing it the day before, and then the day of, and submitting, and then day before, day of, submitting. It was brutal.
Oh my God. Another self-care to me is if I go away, I'm not doing homework. Like, facts. I gotta get it either done before or like prioritize it before, because I will never be able to do anything. Like, I mean, you were texting me in the airport, and you're like, I'm trying to do my paper right now. I'm like, I literally could never.
I mean, I literally recorded a podcast episode when I was away, so
yeah, true.
That was pretty dedicated.
A lot of profs don't even like give the assignment until like a week before, so I was like already doing stuff the week before, side like eye. projects
side
and
eye.
Stuff.
Side eye.
I was already doing projects and stuff, and you know, I didn't get to do it the week before, so it was just kind of unfortunate. And then as I was sick, I was trying to submit, like puking over the toilet, trying to submit my philosophy paper and edit it. It was terrible.
That's not self-care vibes.
No.
Get a sight out of mine now.
But this is what we're saying. We're not doing that again. So
yeah, we're prioritizing our schedules.
I feel like
care for mental health by doing our assignments on time.
Yeah. I feel like reading week is the perfect time to like just chill, like reset.
Yeah.
Like,
oh my gosh.
You know?
You just said reset, and that reminded me of
this.
My self-care thing that I've just started. I literally made two notes on my desktop of like what I'm gonna be following. So everybody knows the Sunday reset. Like,
yeah.
If you don't, it's what it says. On Sunday, you do reset. A reset. So on Sunday, like I literally wrote it all out. I'm waking up. Every Sunday I'm gonna change, like clean my sheets and change them and stuff. Uh-huh. Which is actually, you should do more often than you think.
I know.
Yeah. Especially your pillow. True. But like, you know, I just wanted to be clean, you know. So wash that, get ready for the day, clean and vacuum my room every Sunday. Which,
oh my god,
that's so gross, but I don't vacuum my room every Sunday. Like,
I mean,
so I'm trying to make it a good habit to do so.
Mm-hmm.
And then like homework, do an exercise, and like, you know.
Yeah,
that's good, but you have to like plan that stuff out. Like if you don't plan it out, it's like you won't do it, and then you also it's kind of like exciting in a weird way, because it's like a new thing. Like I was like cleaning up my room, which is like I never do, but like when I do, it's like, oh, like all this stuff on my desk, because like things things will bother me if I have like stuff all over my desk, but then I'll be like so annoyed that I won't actually want to like touch it and move it, so
that's
like now even to set up like our filming, because if you didn't know, we're filming this on Zoom because this is due like reading week, so we didn't have time.
We're busy girls.
We're busy gals.
We're prioritizing our health right now.
We're just staying home. Well, our class was on Zoom today, so it just made sense.
Yeah,
fair. Obsessed with skincare, like I don't know why. I think I got one facial and now I'm like obsessed. Like I'm actually going for one
clean girl
too, but I love facials. Have you had a facial?
No, I've never had a facial.
I had a facial in Costa Rica actually.
Oh, really?
It was my first one. It was actually really like, okay, I am really picky about my skin.
Yeah,
like I hate like it's very like I don't sensitive.
Yeah.
So like she went at my skin, like popping my blackheads.
Really?
All that stuff. And I was literally like,
you walk
out
with a red face.
Yeah. Like I was like, oh my gosh, like I know where on my face, if I pick at my face, it'll like explode like a balloon.
Yeah.
So when it was happening, I was freaking out. But then at the end, like all the stuff she put on it, like it felt really nice actually. Yeah. So
nice. Okay. You guys check. I gotta do that.
Yeah. They're literally I got one. Like my cousin had booked it for me for my birthday, and then now for Valentine's Day, my parents were like little voucher, like facial and massage. So I might do that on reading week, because
I need a massage.
Yeah, I got one on
my entire life.
Did you get? You never had one? I mean, actually, my
I've gotten
first,
like sports massages, but that's so different.
Yeah, I used to do like cupping and like whatever for my shin splints, but that is not the same. That like hurt.
Yeah.
But my first one was on vacation too. It was, I literally fell asleep. It was so good.
They're nice. So good.
It's nice to do it away
at a volleyball tournament. I was like, I guess that's a way. But they literally were like, free massages. And I like ran before I had a game and I was like getting my massage and they're like, Antonia, we have to go. Like, we're about to start playing. And I was like, okay, need faster. Like,
I mean, free massage, like I would run too because they're expensive. Like self-care is expensive.
But it's important to do.
It's important, yeah. But like
drinking cups of water every single day. Going on a, I don't know, 30-minute walk, like, once you have the time or whatever, just getting outside. My mom's going to laugh at this when she hears this. She's going to be like, you never want to go outside. But, like, hey, I went to my workout class this morning, and then I walked home. So it was, like, I was out for, like, a long time. And it was nice. Good.
That's really nice.
Yeah. But I guess when the weather starts getting better, everybody's going to be encouraged.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
To get out.
Yeah. I was literally starting to, like, get into, like, my daily, like, evening walks where like the sun was still out and it was so nice.
Yeah.
But then like it came to winter and I'm just like mm-hmm. I still see people still like I have like a very select few of like older people who are living on my street who all they do is walk throughout every single season and it's like freezing and they're walking. I'm like, this is not aesthetic to me. This is not good for me. I don't like this. I just like, I like walking in shorts and like sweating. Like, I don't want to be freezing.
Yeah.
Like, I hate that feeling.
The only thing is, I think I would go on walks more because you guys know, like, you know, I like my hikes and whatever, but like,
she loves her hikes.
Stop and taking us.
But like, I would so go on little like walks around my neighborhood more, or that defeats the point, but I would go on walks more if it wasn't just around my neighborhood, like, because I'm so sick and tired of like walking around, especially after COVID, and like just doing all my family walks like around the neighborhood, like, get me out of here, I want to go somewhere else, but everything is like a drive, you know.
Well, because it's nice to like, it's like a different scenery, like when you're walking through the neighborhood, it's like, okay, houses, like, hey, and then you like see people, it's like, it's just something about walking through like nature.
Seeing it's like, reading week, we should go on a hike.
Yeah, we should.
It's still, I mean, the weather is throwing off. Like, it's cold.
It's like a fall hike now.
Yeah, and then until it starts literally pouring rain and then it's like freezing snow. Yeah. It doesn't make any sense to me. Like, no, I literally went out in a spring jacket and then I had to wear my freaking super puff. Like, it makes no sense.
Yeah. The weather's kind of really all over the place.
It goes from like 6 degrees.
Yeah. And that messes with your skin too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like summer skin is so much better than winter. I know. Skin. Plus the tan, like I had to use my tanning like glow drops, and I'm like, this is horrible.
Yeah, but going back to walking, I literally don't have any houses around or like anything. Like I'm not in a neighborhood or any of that stuff.
Yeah,
I'm literally in cow country.
She's secluded.
So I'm like in nature, but I literally don't go on. Like I'm not really ever home, and if I am, I don't really go on walks. Like I'm just stopping in and then sleeping. But yeah,
and then going back to the apartment to party,
and then going back to the apartment to party.
You know what else is? You know what else is so bad and like not self care?
What?
Alcohol.
Oh. Okay, but Kiara, it's you can't so bring bad. That up because that's so not fair. We can't cut that out.
I know. You know what though? Like literally, vodka sodas have been my new thing. And it's only because they are low on calories and like, you know, they're better for you. But like, I love me a good freaking.
Well, see, there's lots of Ciroc. The silver lining and tequila. It's self-care there because it's better for you. But
I don't like it's better for you. And it
you
gets,
know, what's really good for you too.
Walks.
Oh, I thought you were going to say water. I'm like,
yeah, water is really good.
Guys, I have a really bad problem of not drinking water. My roommates know this. I literally am so bad, but I've been trying to get better because since I've been sick, that's all like I can
yeah drink. You gotta have lots of fluids,
so
carrying around like one of these will really like get you going. Like if you need a water bottle that has like
the straw
is like the saying? One that says like you're doing great, drink like finish this at 11, like, you know.
Yeah, I need one of those.
The thing about me is like I feel like I drink water a lot, like even in class I feel like I'm always like reaching for my water bottle or whatever, but I like honestly don't drink as much as I think I do.
I feel like more recently I feel like I'm drinking more water because like I have to go to the bathroom more, like that's just like I'm like, oh, so this is a good thing, like I'm drinking more water, so I feel like that's how I used to have also a water app that would literally remind me to drink water. Yeah, it was actually
funny. Like I need that.
Yeah, we'll put Haley on that. But speaking of bathroom, I took a bath yesterday, and that's so self-care. I like was in there for an hour, made it piping hot. Like I never take baths,
honestly.
But it felt really good.
I used to religiously take baths.
Really?
Like I would not take showers. I would literally only take baths. Well, I would go into the bath.
Yeah, that's the thing, you know, I hate though.
Like, wash off, and then rinse off my hair in the shower, and like do that because I don't really like washing my hair in the bath. Like that's weird. Yeah. But like I would like take baths all the time. Like there would not be a time where if I was taking a shower, I wouldn't take a bath too.
Really? I took baths like 2 years ago a lot because I had eczema or eczema or whatever.
I got eczema.
And so I had to take like oatmeal like baths, not literal oatmeal. Like there's like, you know, these packets, like Aveeno packets that are like, they're for like softening your
to
the skin. And so I was always taking baths because like I was trying to fix that, but luckily I don't have eczema anymore. So
not
like,
the eczema.
The only thing about like the one quote that stood with me about baths.
Oh my god!
Like,
wait, I think you're gonna ruin it for me. So
is you're sitting in your own filth? Is that what it is?
That's literally from iCarly. Like Sam, yeah. I think Sam said it. She's like, "Why do you like baths? Like bathing in your own dirt." And ever since then, I've done
it.
Think
about it, like yeah, but
I've done it like on vacation, and like one time, literally, I put like there were so many. I didn't think the soap was like soaping, like it wasn't sudsing up, so I put in almost the whole bottle, and then literally almost overflowed the bathtub. I had to like start draining it, but like I was like, I literally was like in my bathing suit, like I wouldn't even like.
Really? I mean, I know baths have like. I mean, I know pools have chlorine, but like technically a pool is the same thing, or hot tub.
Yeah, I guess so.
The chlorine
there's
is
still, you know how
bacteria,
many people like pee in like public pools, especially on vacation. Like,
guys,
people,
I work
like,
at a
swim
pool.
Up bars.
Like, trust. Oh.
Well, because there's like the swim up bars.
Ew,
especially.
Yeah. Imagine they're like drunk and they're probably just.
Oh yeah, there's people who are sitting in there. They never get out of the pool, and they're drinking like.
Ew, I don't even want to think about that.
Whatever, don't judge them. They're taking
like,
self-care.
But like, if you think about it, then the shower is the same thing. Like you're standing in your own filth.
But it goes down.
I
the
mean,
drain.
It goes down the drain instant. Like it doesn't like.
Yeah,
you know,
I guess.
Like the water isn't like sitting up, and you're just like chilling.
Ew. You know? Anyways, this is like not.
I mean, I think if you, I know this is like. I said dirty talk, but that makes no sense.
Yeah.
It is dirty talk, but not
this
in a way
dirty.
That everyone.
This is the dirtiest talk.
if you shower first and then take a bath, like at least you're clean, and then you're having the enjoyment of the bath.
Here's our Sunday reset self-care night. Okay, this is what we got.
Peeing in pools.
No. change your bed sheets.
Yes.
Vacuum.
Yeah. Vacuum your room.
Shower. Do your homework.
I think even before that, wake up and like it sounds super cringe, but like I even have that 5-minute journal book. But like literally, I had to wake up for work one morning, and it was like 6 a.m. and I was like so tired, and was like and then I was like, you know what? I'm so lucky to be waking up so early and like watching the sunrise, like, and it honestly changed my mood. So I was just like, oh, I'm lucky to wake up and get ready and go to work. So I think starting off with a good mindset and then go on with your list, Antonia.
Also, what I think helped me is like recently, like getting up in the morning and the first thing I drink is water.
Yeah, like says the girl who didn't.
I drink
notoriously doesn't drink
I notoriously don't drink water, but like recently I've been like the first thing I've been drinking in the day is water, and it's kind of like, I don't know, I always have a coffee, but like if I like have water first,
like,
it makes you feel fresher.
Yeah, that's true. Also yoga.
Yeah,
how do we feel?
My sister does hot yoga a lot.
What'd you say?
My sister does hot yoga a lot.
Oh. Good,
but even
her.
Like meditating before you go to bed, like
I did that.
Like
it was literally it was literally on YouTube, like bed, like in bed meditation, and I did it and it was lovely.
And then you fell asleep.
Yeah, but like yoga, I was doing it on Wednesday mornings because I don't have class Wednesday. I was doing it with my friend. Honestly, best feeling ever. You like the hot yoga especially. It's actually remember Antonio, remember you were like, oh my god, I died when I went.
I die.
It actually wasn't that bad. I think it's because that's the first like Wednesdays 9:30 or the first class. So it's like the room's like just getting hot. It's not like it's the fresh, room was a fresh hot room.
Yeah, but like I'm just sitting there for four classes kind of thing.
Like how much I sweat. Oh my gosh. I literally bring a towel, but it feels so good. And then I literally went to work and my like my Zia was like, oh my gosh, like you're glowing. And I was like, oh, like maybe it's my skincare. And she's like, no. She's like, no, it probably like from sweating like all the toxins like, just sweating everything out. So I do some meditation in the morning, do some 5-minute bullet journaling, then what? Change your bed sheets, then what? Do some homework? Is that what you said?
I said do homework and exercise, and then I said, I don't even remember.
Hales, add on to it. What are we doing after we're doing homework?
Well, to be fair, like always Sunday has, I've always had Sundays as like being like a relaxing day just because I've always been trained to like have it as a rest day.
Yeah.
Like, cause of like what I, like my, like I'm a Christian. And so we like, I would go to church and then nothing the rest of the day. So like, even when I kind of got out of that routine, like in going into university, I find myself a lot more stressed. So just like taking the day, like not even, maybe if you like can, not even doing school on like the Sunday is like a really good way to like start off your week, or like not even if you can avoid like any work of any sort.
Yeah.
Just, and like, the best focus thing on for you. Us
is to go to sleep early on Sundays, because then we have our 8 a.m.s on Mondays and we don't want anybody else sleeping through for the rest of the semester.
I have never slept through a class in my life.
Yeah.
But I was so sick. Hey, to be fair, I had a full ass, sorry, can't swear, full day of travel the day before, and then I was grinding that paper, so I submitted at like 1, I slept through it.
I have no excuse. I told you girls I had a dream that the class was canceled and then I just didn't go.
I literally knew when you guys weren't coming, I was like, where are you ladies? And then I was like, I bet Kiana didn't even set her alarm.
I really did though, and then I was like, oh, it's canceled. Snooze. I know. Once if the group chat is not buzzing by like 7 a.m., like, you know,
no, like, I was literally off. Like about to reach school, and I was like, why is nobody texting the chat? This is me and Jacob. It's like, oh, okay.
My gosh. Well, I guess to round up, Sundays are for rest days, days of rest, and self care, and taking baths.
Taking dirty baths.
Taking dirty baths. But
hopefully we can keep this up for the rest of the semester until summer, because we got a lot on our plates this semester, and it would help to have a nice little self-care Sunday.
Yeah. So I think Sundays we should like check in with each other and make like hold each other accountable and make sure.
Let's have a group FaceTime every Sunday.
Every Sunday.
Yeah, like right before our Monday class. I'm going to have to, I can't sleep in through any more classes because our group assignment stuff is starting, but I'm just glad that this week is reading week and I don't have to worry about it this Monday. It's family day.
You didn't worry about it last Monday either, so don't even worry.
Or the Monday before that.
the Monday before that I slept through. Honestly, the last Monday I was just like, but I feel bad.
Like I said, she didn't set her alarm.
I feel bad because like he's such a great prof.
No, he is.
It's just the time. You don't feel bad about leaving either? Oh, of course.
Yeah, I felt so bad this week.
I know Haley texted me. She's like, I'm so sorry.
So bad. I set my alarm to like 10 alarms. And then Izzy, my roommate, was literally like, Haley, your alarm was going off for like 2 hours. I was like,
oh my gosh.
Don't kill me.
Well, it's okay. Definitely going to hold each other accountable.
Yeah.
Side eye.
Yes. Sundays are for forgiveness and rest.
Exactly.
So forgive us for not posting every single day, too. But you know, we're bi-weekly, so expect some more episodes coming this semester.
Yes.
Before we go, I just want to say you should check us out Haley's new podcast.
We're her OG wifeies, but now she's doing another podcast with her girlfriend.
But it's okay because we're gonna collab.
So, yeah, we will. Yeah,
we'll have check us out on the pod. So stay tuned. We got some fun episodes with some fun people coming up. We'll see you guys, okay?
We'll see you guys.
Bye.